Everybody, this is Up Close and Personal with Precious Gaza, sharing stories about life, faith, sickle cell, and everything in between. Welcome. Everyone, happy weekend. What you guys do on Saturdays? For me, I know a lot of people that put out content, so, and I, you know, I can't keep up with, you know, watching everything as they put it out, so I just pick Saturday to binge everything, and, you know, I use Saturday to cook, meal prep for the week, you know, just get my life together and chill in bed, watch Netflix, watch messages, you know, just have time with God, and, you know, yeah, so, pretty much what my Saturday looks like. I know for those of you in Nigeria, you people, oh, I'm bare, like, ugh, can't be. That's so much of a wedding goer. So let's get right into the podcast. We live in a culture. Oh, I didn't introduce today's topic, forgive me. I'm going to be talking about emotional healing. Yeah, it's something that I've been on a journey with God, and I just thought to share how that has been so far. You know, we live in a culture where, you know, psychology, counseling programs, you know, we have like treatment centers, support groups, you know, talks about self-help, protecting your mental space, you know, just having positive energy and all of that. And I think it's really good that, you know, a lot of people are more aware of like things that have to do with like, you know, your mental health and all of that. But then, who has noticed that it's in still this same culture, generation, a lot of people, you know, lack empathy. I mean, they're very aware about, you know, mental health and all of that, but emotionally they are lacking, like, the emotional, how do I put it, like, there's that deficiency, and then there's a huge gap. Or maybe you're in that gap, you know, tired of your emotional pain and wondering how to get healed. Just so we're clear, yeah, I was saying that the fact that you suffer from a lot of emotional pain doesn't mean you're suffering from mental health issues. Yeah, I'm not a professional and I'm not going into mental health talk, right? Mental health, you know, it's, yeah, I'm not a professional, so I don't have enough information to talk about that. So let's just get right into it. I was talking about emotional healing. So sometimes we try to cope with the symptoms of the pain we feel, and sometimes we don't even know that how we act or how we react to things over the years is as a result of the pain we have, you know, we've gone through in our lives. Some of us have just, you know, swept these things under the carpet and we haven't faced the pain, and we're just, you know, a bunch of damaged people just winging it and just, you know, going through life with a whole baggage of pain somewhere. And so the first step to healing is facing the source of the pain. God goes straight to the heart of the problem with a prescription. I like to offer you. So, James chapter 5 verse 13 says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray." I know, right? You know, there's a period in my life where I was going through so much, and when someone tells me pray, it just ticks me off. It annoys me. it's just like prayer won't solve anything. And you know that the enemy is pushing this agenda, trying to downplay the effectiveness of prayer. Like, you people like praying. Stop praying. Act. I understand the place of action. But as a believer, as a Christian that is submitted to God, is in the place of prayer that I know what to do next. Right?
That's the word right there. Don't worry, I'm not going to go all, you know, past on you guys. But yeah, that's the truth. It's in the place of prayer that I know what to do next, that I know what the hell to do with my life. Because I'm not on my own anymore. I've given my life to Christ, and then I'm totally submitted to Him. So how am I supposed to know what to do if I'm not communing with Him daily and every time and asking Him what He thinks about everything? My life is not my own. It's for Christ. So for me to know what to do, I have to be in constant communication with Him. And how do we communicate with God? We pray. The word troubled. So, you know, I've been doing a little Bible study, so, you know, I've been learning how to, like, study the Bible using the original context and all of that. It's so cool. Anyway, so the word troubled in that verse means afflicted, suffering, enduring hardship or distress, anxious, stressed, discouraged. Have you ever felt that way? Yes, we all have. In Psalm 13, David shares with us his own prayer as a troubled man, right? He said, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? And day after day have sorrow in my heart." You know, David is one person I love and I'm learning a lot from. He wasn't the best guy. He was a murderer, adulterer. See, he did a lot of things, and God called him the man after my own heart. It wasn't because of his deeds. His relationship with God is goals, right? And we are aspiring to have that with God. The level of vulnerability. You can see how he's asking questions like, "God, like, how long will you forget me?" I love it so much. I love it. You notice how he's so honest and specific. Like, "God, here is what has happened, and this is how I feel. How long do I have to endure this pain, Lord?" So what does that mean? It means that you can be blunt with God. You can ask Him questions. I hope we know that asking God questions is not a sin. Whoever has made you feel that asking God questions is a sin is, I don't know, is wrong. God is not intimidated by our doubts or our questions, because He's the all-knowing God and He's all-powerful. And if you really have questions, ask Him. And I assure you, He will answer. Right? You can be plain blunt with God and pour out that pain at His feet. Another thing you can do is... going through pain, you know that God understands. When He was on earth, as Jesus, when Jesus was on earth, remember when Lazarus died, and He went over to, you know, see the body and everything. In the Bible, it said He wept. He didn't cry because He cried because. You know, many illustrations I've read or listened to about that verse, you know, Jesus cried. He could feel pain, He could feel emotions, and honestly, Jesus understands how you feel. He wasn't crying because Jesus raised, you know, that after He wept, he rose the man from the dead. So why would He cry if He knew He was going to raise him up? He could feel the emotions of losing a dear friend, right? So know that God understands. He feels what we feel. And then recount God's character. We know that God is the all-loving God.
know, this is how I feel and this is what I've gone through. But let me focus on who God is. God loves me unconditionally. I mean, He sent His Son to die for me. How deep can that love get? Do you understand? And you know, when we've just gone to the feet of God and we just like bearing ourselves and we're just like, God, just take care of this hurt in my heart. And God begins to take you back. It's like walking down memory lane. I'm going to share, there was a time that I was really, you know, when I just like gotten back with God, because I left and I was wilding, and I got back and I wasn't feeling worthy to pray to, because you know, in the years of wilding, I hurt a lot of people. I hurt my family the most, and that period it was just so weird and awkward. And you know, have morning devotion and I'd just be there like I stopped praying for a very long time. I mean, I would pray by myself but in public, because I had been this person, this bad person, quote unquote. It just felt so weird praying again, so I stopped praying in public. I just felt so unworthy. And I didn't know that that feeling of shame and everything had eaten deep. Like if I'm with people that don't know anything about my past, I would be so confident to come boldly, to lead prayers, to do stuff. And then when I'm with my family, people that know my past, my close friends, and I say, oh, precious, pray, I just become so anxious and jittery. And I'm just like, no, I can't do it. You pray. It seems like a very funny thing, but it was such an issue. Even with my sister was just like, what is going on? She was asking, why can't you pray? Like, we are praying, why can't you pray with me? Don't you like pray? And he even said, offending her. She's just like, even with my partner, like, it took a while for me to open my mouth and say, let's pray together. Like, whenever he calls for us to pray, I'll just say, babe, just pray. I'll say, amen, just pray. It took a very long time for me to say, okay, tonight I'll need prayers. And I didn't even know what the cause was. And it was when my sister was just asking, like, precious, what is it? And then she held my hand and she's like, God, like, I don't know why precious feels this way when, like, she was praying with him. And God just, we're just there praying in the spirit. And God just showed me the exact point where I felt shame, where I was just seated there with my family in the living room and just like, I can't be praying in public, I'm this filthy person. And I just broke down in tears, because that was something that affected me emotionally. I didn't even realize that was the reason. So if you're going to God for emotional healing, just know that God is going to hold your hand and walk you through memory lane to find the roots and then to address it. And you know, a lot of things that we had gone through, maybe childhood traumas, like childhood traumas and the likes, that we just forget and just, you know, move on, and it's just coming up at different moments in our lives, and we don't even know why we act the way we act, maybe why we are so defensive, why we have like unnecessary walls, why we don't let people in, why we're so, you know, a lot of the reasons we have to go back. So just have it in your mind that as you're going to God to heal you, the good Lord, loving God, is going to hold your hand, walk you through memory lane to address the root of the problem. And sometimes it's going to be so painful, so, so painful. I remember when I prayed and I was like, God, I'm willing to forgive the man that abused me as a child. I'm ready. Please heal me. And I don't know why, but we went. God held my hand and we went back to that day where I was in that room. And I don't know why God took me back there, but He took me back there to address all the everything I felt. And just, and sometimes it will make you cry, like cry and shake and just, you know, but it's necessary.
there's some things that have happened to you and you just man up and move on. You don't even cry. But I'm not saying crying is compulsory, but man, crying helps. And then some of you think, oh, we've addressed this issue before, why do I still feel like this? Sometimes when you argue with your friends or you argue with your friends or you have issues with someone, there's sometimes that you still fight over the same thing. I have a partner, there's some issues that we fight about over and over again. It doesn't mean there's no hope. It just means that there are layers and layers and layers. And you have to keep going back to peel off, peel off, peel off, peel off. And man, it has been like that with me and God. And the key is just to be vulnerable and just, you know, just allow Him flood your heart with love and hold your hands and, you know, just do what He needs to do. You just need to let Him. God will force Himself on us to heal us. Have to let Him, because He has given us that power of choice. So we have to let Him. Whew, so if you have a lot of pain piled up, I encourage you today to just go to God and say, God, I'm ready. Let's do this. For me, I just play music in the background because music ticks off my emotions. Whatever works for you. And I start journaling. I start writing what's on my heart. And I start praying. I'm just like, God, help me. This is what I feel. This is how I feel. It's so painful. I feel abandoned. I feel alone. Help me. And then I am just still. To speak to me, and we begin to travel and, you know, go to different places where this and this hurts. And it's an hour later, and I'm a total mess. I'm wrecked in my room, crying and sobbing with ugly tears. And then I'm done, and I feel a lot better. Like, it's a journey. Let's embrace this. We can't be walking around with a lot of baggage because we're going to. You know, as we have relationships, as we interact with people, these things are going to show. We're not going to project them on other people, which is very unhealthy. So, yeah, people of God, ask God to heal you today. We all need it. Yeah, so that'll be all for now. Until the next episode, thank you for listening. Bye. Hi guys, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you learned a thing or two. If you enjoyed this episode, share with your friends, and please rate my podcast on Apple and every other platform. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.